play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Happy, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And if you haven't figured it out by now, we have a very special guest in the studio. Help me welcome Mr. Graves. Good morning.
Well, good morning there, EJ.
How are you?
Better known as Eloise.
No.
Eloise to some of us here.
For example, I've heard Eloise. I've heard Elwaz. It's gone all over the map at this point.
It has. Because you actually go all over the map.
You know what? I've actually heard somebody call me Emily one time. I said, you know, you just completely gave up, didn't you? Like, you didn't even listen
didn't even listen. Well, you will now be Emily from now on.
I'm DJ Emily? Is that what
DJ
it is?
DJ Emily.
I don't know that I would respond to it, but okay, sure, I'll take it. It's a beautiful name. It's just not my name.
It's a wonderful name.
It is a wonderful name. I definitely agree. Shout out to all the Emilys out there.
if you embrace it, it can be yours.
It can be mine? I love it. I definitely love it. As always, we are having a great time in the studio whenever Mr. Graves stopped by, so make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about quite a few things that's happening in the world of Credo. But until then, we're going to continue to enjoy the sweet sounds of 1989. Keep it here. You're listening to 105.9. I just wanted to turn the mic on just to be able to catch a little bit of that in the background. I'm here with Mr. Graves. You're in the studio with DJ EJ. We've been listening to the sounds of 1989, and now we're just going to jump right on
into... Now you turn my mic on. I was singing as loud as I could, and I can't hear myself over here. Yeah, well, what are we doing now? Credo. Credo programs. Okay, now this is importante. This afternoon at 1500, not 1530, but at 1500, we're having a mindfulness session over at the SEAT classroom. Now, that's right behind the hospital. Do not go to the water treatment plant. That is not where you want to go. Okay, that's not the classroom. So we are going to be in the front classroom, more than likely. They're in the SEAT room. So come on by, and it'll be like a 20-minute guided meditation. So that's going on today. And we got another one coming up next Wednesday. Okay, so those are the two mindfulness things that we got going on. And then I'm looking at my... Oh, yeah, here we go. I have a MER, a Marriage Enrichment Retreat, coming up. 28, 29... No, there's no 29, is there? It's 28 February and 1 and 2 March. Okay.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's next week. And so... if you'd like more information on that, give us a call at the chapel at 624-3975. I believe they've got two more vacancies for that one. Now, this one is for couples. No kiddos. No kiddos allowed for these. But this one is going to be looking at communication skills, relationship skills building. We'll be doing the primary colors, personality preference. And so we've got a lot of stuff we'll be looking at to give you a chance to learn about you. We'll probably even look at 7 habits, okay, of effective families, successful families. And we'll also be looking at, besides the primary colors, but the 5 love languages. I think it's very important that you know, number one, who you are, okay,
and
what you are with the primary colors, but also what your love language is. Because a lot of times in a relationship, you just kind of miss each other just by inches, okay?
Yeah.
And you think you kind of understand, you know, what the other person wants. And actually what we tend to do, because it's our default, is that we go with our love language. And so we think that, like, for instance, if it's gift giving and receiving, we think that, okay, that works for everybody, and it doesn't. Okay, for instance, if maybe your love language is words of affirmation, and you could be getting all these gifts and you're just putting them in the closet, you know, and you're going, well, that's nice, but it's not really speaking to me. And what you really need are words of affirmation. And so it's very important that we learn that about ourselves and then about our significant other. So that'll go a long way
That's interesting.
In helping us strengthen our relationship.
I usually speak from a place that I think somebody would receive that love. So, like, for example, my husband is really, he's a big gift giver. And so he will give gifts. And I always appreciate it, but it's not really significant for me. And so as much as I can appreciate that that may be his love language, I think to myself, what if I was to return that love language to him? Because maybe the reason he's communicating that way is because that is his language.
And that's exactly the point.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're just missing each other by inches
by
here.
By inches. Okay, so yeah, give him a Mercedes or something
wow.
something like that. That will mean a lot to him.
A lot.
And then whatever your love language is, words of affirmation, if he'll just say, hey, good job, then you're right there. And so you're going to save a lot of money on that one. That'll be fine. And then the other thing I've got coming up here are unit-specific workshops. If you would like me to come down to your section, your workplace, and do something like the Myers-Briggs type indicator, mindfulness stuff, resiliency, suicide prevention, could be anything. I've got like 60 different modules that I can use. And so what we'll do, these are all about 45 minutes to an hour. Okay, and so we can set something up for your unit. So if you'd like for me to come down and do that, give us a call to Chapel, 624-3975, and we will put something together just for you. Okay, today we're going to continue talking about mental toughness. We're going to be talking about learning from the past and then learning to celebrate others.
Oh, that sounds like a great one. I'm definitely going to be in tune for that one. So I love it. So make sure you continue to keep it here. We're going to continue vibing out to the sweet sounds of 1989. We're going to continue to kick it off with Karen White's Secret Rendezvous. I love this song. Okay, so call me impatient, but as we were talking during the break, I made mention that I cannot wait to get into this next segment because this really speaks to a lot of our war fighters. And so I'm just going to let you take it away. I'm excited to talk about this.
Thank you. Thank you for building that up. Okay. But yeah, we're talking about learning from the past here. And a couple of things about the past. In mindfulness, we talk about letting go of the past. Okay. And not dwelling on it, all that stuff. But see, there is a benefit to the past because that's where we get our experience from. Okay. If you're like me, I do a lot of dumb stuff. And so I've learned the hard way a lot of things. And so it's learning to, I guess, be very particular about what you focus on from your past and then try to learn from it. Okay, don't stick your finger in the fan. Okay, don't do that kind of stuff. But learning from experience is very important here. And so looking at the past and learning from the things that you've tried before, what does work, what doesn't work. And for crying out loud, if stuff doesn't work, get rid of it.
Mm.
Okay, one of the things that people tend to do is we're creatures of habit. And I mentioned a while ago, I think, about our default. I call it default. Maybe it's default. I don't know, but I call it default. Is that, it's the easiest way for us to go. And that's typically what we'll do. And so sometimes we get in a pattern where we just do things that are not in the best interest of us. Okay, because it's habitual. And so what we've got to learn to do is break that habit here. And learning from the past is very important because we see past experiences as training aids and exercises, and they're not end products. Okay, it's mm-hmm. stuff that happened in the past. And it's almost kind of like, in a way, going to the gym and working out and finding there's right ways and wrong ways to work out.
Yeah.
Okay, and then finding what works for you and then really focusing on that. And so looking at the past, using it as something to build on, kind of like a pyramid, you've got your levels and everything. But learning from the past, and if it didn't work, don't keep going back and trying it again and again and again the same old way. Find a different way to do stuff. And one of the things that comes out of some of the materials that we have is to really sit down and make a list of things that maybe you've tried before. And if it's not working, cross it off the list. Okay.
That's good. I like that.
And, make a list maybe of 5 or 10 things and then try one of them. Try one of them for a while. And if it's working, great. If it's not, scratch it off. Move to the next one. Work it for a while. If it's not working, scratch it off. And don't go back. Don't go back to these old ways, okay? But try to find new ways to solve problems.
Yeah.
Okay. And be very eclectic out there. I think the wider a field that you have to choose from, the more options you got. And I'm all about options. Okay. So find something that works out there. It's a good thing to break away from the old, you know, the past, the things that are not working, and then head for the future. And so when we come back, we're going to be looking at, if I got this right, celebrating others.
That's going to be a good one. That's a good one. I'm so glad you made mention of that as well, because that is something I've been telling myself, is to break away from the past. And I do have a tendency to be that creature of habit. So I find myself kind of almost migrating back to the things that I know, even though that may not always be the best route to take. So thank you so much for confirming that today. So we're going to continue to kick it off. I don't know if you remember this one. Everybody kind of does, I think. Funky Cole Medina. Personally, this is yet another favorite of mine. So make sure you continue to keep it here. Welcome back to the studio. We've been listening to some really great music. That was 38 Special with Second Chance. As you can probably hear, we've got Mr. Graves in the studio with us, who's just singing along to the tunes of the 1989 Billboard charts, which is amazing.
Actually, I'm just singing along with the voices in my head.
And you can never miss when it comes to the voices in your head.
I'm always on key and I'm always in tune. So
indeed.
Well, yeah, we're talking about celebrating others here. And that, you know, that's really an important thing here. And the little note I've got here is talking about being gracious enough to let other people have their moment. You know, let other people have their day in the sun. You know, we all need that. I know I need that. You need that. We all need our special time out there. But it's very important that we realize that's true of everybody, and that we support them, and that we celebrate, you know, their victories and, you know, their successes and all those kind of things. And the example I've got here, if you can see my little thing, is Iron Man and Spider-Man. Ooh. And Tony Stark, you know, being willing to let, you know, young Peter Parker develop, okay, and become the superhero that he needs to be. So in a way, it's kind of like being a mentor, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it here. And it says, here, promise yourself today to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. And so, build other people up. And I guess love language, this would be words of affirmation. Be there for other people. And we were chatting during the break. There have been times when I have not been that gracious about other people. And I'm sorry for that now. You know, I look back on it and I go, you know, here was an opportunity I could have, you know, really, boosted another person, you know, and I didn't do it. And so I try to be more cognizant of that now and realize that people have their moments, and they need to be able to have their moments and enjoy their victories, whatever they are. It doesn't matter how big or small, but be there for other people and cheer them on. Be a cheerleader. Okay. And do the best. Edify people. That's it. Build up other people. Okay, that's the important thing. And again, I think a lot of this is conscious decision. We have to decide that we want to do this. So we don't think about this all the time. This is kind of the back of our mind. But just realizing that, you know, this is something I need to focus on. Okay, what can I do? Look around the office today and look at your coworkers and say, how can I build them up? How can I make them feel better about themselves? And how can we celebrate, you know, the things that they are doing, you know, in their job? And so there you go. So when we come back, it's going to be time for our shout-outs.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to those shout-outs indeed. And I'm so glad that you made mention of that. The importance of being able to build one another up is huge. And even for those of us that have those, what I like to think of, our strong friends, they always say, you know, make sure you check in on those strong friends of yours. We've got those they're very strong-willed, and it just seems like nothing can really break through. When in doubt, and it's almost like you still have to look out for them, right? You still have to check in on them, make sure that they're okay. And as always, make sure that you provide those words of affirmation too, because that is huge. And for those of you that are checking in on today's interview, we have got some really great information that's happening. Thanks to Mr. Graves here being in the studio with us. So when we come back, we're going to be doing some shout outs to some very cool people today. So make sure you continue to keep it here. We're going to keep the sounds of 1989 moving. Welcome back to the Morning Buzz. That was Duran Duran with I Don't Want Your Love. We are here. We've got Mr. Graves in the studio. And now the moment we have all been waiting for our shout out.
Here they come, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready out there?
Ready. Oh,
and we're just going to add a new one right now. JoJo. JoJo's listening.
Shout out to JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo.
The JoJo family. Hi, JoJo.
Is sending us some GIFs, and I call them GIFs. calling them GIFs. They're GIFs. And so, yeah, she sent a GIF, and Mr. G. Mr. GIF sent one, too.
Hello, Mr. G.
Hello, Mr. G out there. But we're going to get to you guys again later. But Chock Full of Nuts got Placido, Andrea, Roberta, Angela, Alberto, Gaetano, Lorenzo, Carletta, Erica, Biagio, and Mary. And then the commissary, we've got Sylvie and Joey and Vince and Helen, Katia, David, Nino, 1 and 2, Claudia, Salvo, Enzo, Josie, Giacchino. Giacchino.
Okay.
I guess. And then Emanuela, Laura Donna, we got Milena, we got Luisa, Azura, we got Francesca, Maria, and Grazia. Then the pharmacy, we got Colin, Yvonne, Felix, Mitchell, Daniel, Justin, Matthew, and the library, April, Lucia, Amanda, Shatina, and Mike. Out on the flight line, Mr. G, again, the superhero out there with his sidekick, Kevin, keeping them in the air. And then we got the add-ons, John and Anthony, and then up at Region, Douglas, we got Bradley and Adrian. So there you go.
Love it, love it. From the flight line to the pharmacy to the commissary to the Chock Full of Nuts. Huge shout outs to everyone across the board. So, no, that is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And as always, this has been one jam-packed hour. And Mr. Graves, I cannot thank you enough because you always come bearing some of the coolest information that's so relevant to our day-to-day, especially when we're talking about things like mental toughness, learning your love language, learning the love language of the people that we love, I think is absolutely amazing. So as always, oh my gosh, thank you for being here. And believe me when I tell you, I'm probably going to be pulling on you later this week because we always could use some voice recordings from you. So thank you so much, Mr. Graves, for being here and enjoying the sweet sounds of 1989. We really appreciate that. And for all of our listeners out there, take heed to everything that's being provided to you, from unit-specific workshops to mindfulness. Credo has definitely got your back when it comes to these matters. So make sure you continue to keep it right here, because up next, we've got your news and sports. And also make sure you tune in this afternoon for the Afternoon Alibi with our very own DJ Diesel, who will be manning the airwaves. Thank you for tuning in with DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Little child.